You know what that means? Christmas is getting closer.
How many of you are excited? Come on, give me a little enthusiasm here this morning. We need some excitement for the Christmas season, and we are now just within a couple of weeks of the Christmas season at church here. We have been trying to get our hearts ready as we have been focusing on this Advent season, the different attributes of Christmas, and trying to rediscover what those attributes are and what the celebration of Christmas is all about. And so 2 weeks ago, we talked about how the Christmas season is a time of hope, and we've tried to rediscover how do we find hope this Christmas season in the midst of our uncertainties. And then last week, we focused on the attribute of peace and how we rediscover peace even in the midst of our struggles, and how Christmas is a time to help us set our hearts and our minds on Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, and how even in our struggles, knowing the Savior of the world, knowing the God of the universe who is sovereign, who is in control, who loves us, who cares for us, we can have peace knowing that He is always working for our good. And today our focus is going to be on joy and rediscovering joy even through our discouragements. Every Christmas is meant to be a time when joy fills our heart, when joy really bubbles over in our life. At least that is the way that it is supposed to be. But sadly, many people don't experience much joy during the Christmas season. For many people, joy is absent from their celebration. Truth be told, for many, Christmas is about everything except for joy. Christmas is about stress. It's about loneliness. It's about pressures. It's about financial strains. It's about reminders of loved ones who have passed on. It's about strained relationships. It's about awkwardness from being around people and family members that we don't know very well, or maybe we don't even like to be around, but that we always seem to have to be around during the Christmas season. Christmas for many is about exhaustion from all the hustle and bustle of just the Christmas season, from parties to shopping and cooking and all the different things that Christmas has with it. And none of those things are bad in and of themselves, unless through all of that gift-giving and shopping and being with family or friends and parties and get-togethers and fellowships and all the things that we like to do during the Christmas season, if we find ourselves experiencing a lack of joy, or joy is not present in our life during the Christmas season, that's when it becomes a problem. For many, Christmas is about a lot of things, but if they were to put a list of things in order of what Christmas is about and what they experience during Christmas, joy would not be on the list. And when that's the case, when joy is absent from your life during the Christmas season, it's most likely because you have lost sight of what the Christmas season is about. You've lost sight of what the celebration of Christmas truly is for. Beneath all of the lights, beneath all the sights and all the sounds of Christmas, there is a message of good news that is meant to fill our hearts with joy. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, the angel speaking to the shepherds says this: "I bring you good news." So he says, "I bring you good news." And so right there, we are told that Christmas is a celebration of good news. There is nothing more important for us to understand than the truth that Christmas is a celebration of joy, because Christmas is a celebration of good news. And I told you this last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Regardless of what your struggles might be this Christmas, or regardless of what your disappointments or discouragements might be this Christmas, Christmas is still a celebration of good news. Christmas is a celebration of good news that a Savior has been born. And really, Christmas is a celebration of good news that is meant to bring us joy, and not just any joy, but great joy. And that's how we'll begin on your outline this morning, because it's imperative that we rediscover this Christmas season that Christmas is a celebration of great joy. Let's look again at what Luke 2 verse 10 says. In Luke 2, chapter 2 verse 10, the angel speaking to the shepherd says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of," and there it is, "great joy, which will be for all of the people." The birth of Christ is more than a celebration of joy. It is a celebration of great joy. Christmas is not just a celebration of any regular, normal kind of joy. It's a celebration, the scripture says, of great joy. You know, there are normal joys or normal pleasures, normal delights that God has given us to enjoy every day. Delights that we have in the world. We have the delights of a spouse or of a marriage. We have the joy or the delight of children, the joy of good friends, the joy of a kind word or a friendly gesture. We have the joy of victory. We have the joy of good food or the joy of a good cup of coffee, the joy of creation and maybe a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset, or the joy of being able to go outside on a clear night and look up at the stars. And all those are meant to be delights or pleasures that God gives us in everyday life. The world is filled with God's good gifts that bring pleasures and delights. But those delights, those joys don't compare with the joy of Christmas and the birth of Christ. Christmas, the gospel tells us, is an occasion not just for joy, but for great joy, or for overwhelming joy, or for exceeding joy, for a joy that surpasses normal everyday joys. Christmas is an occasion that is set apart from all the other delights in life. So when the angel heralds Christ's arrival, he says, "I bring you good news of great joy." And when wise men from the east travel a great distance to find Christ, Matthew 2:10 says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. So when these wise men come to the point where they find Christ, the star that they had been following leads them to Christ, it says that they rejoiced with great joy. Joy. The joy of the wise men at celebrating and worshiping Christ was not normal joy. It was great joy. It was exceedingly abundant, overflowing joy. And when it comes to Christmas, an announcement of just regular, everyday joy is not enough. That's why the word great is put in front of it. That's why the word great is put in front of the joy that the wise men experienced. That's why it is great joy that the angels are heralding, not just joy, but great joy. There's a level of joy the Christmas season brings that far surpasses all other kinds of joy. So let's take a moment, or maybe a few moments this morning, and let's look at why Christmas is a celebration of great joy. So A on your outline is why Christmas is a celebration of great joy. And the answer that is given to us for why Christmas is a celebration of great joy is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. So Luke 2:10 says, "I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." Then in verse 11, the angel gives the reason why the good news of great joy. And it is this: because Christmas is the celebration of the birth of a Savior. That's what he says in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. "Today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." So it is a celebration of the arrival of a Savior that moves us from just ordinary joy, or that moves the angels from saying it's a celebration of joy to a celebration of great joy. With the coming of Christ, all the joys that we've ever known or experienced, they're heightened or they're deepened so that we can know great joy, full, complete joy. You know, the delights of the world, the joys of this life are fleeting pleasures at best. They don't last. But whatever this world has to offer us that is meant for our delight or that is meant for our joy, when you think about it, it is all temporary. None of it is going to last. It's all going to fade. It's all going to dissipate or disappear. The joy of Christ and the celebration of the good news of the coming of Christ is a great joy because our every need and our deepest longings and desires and greatest capacity to know and experience joy is all made possible with the birth of Jesus Christ. That's why the angels say, I bring you good news of great joy. That's why it says the Magi, the wise men, celebrated with an exceeding joy or with a great joy. They rejoice exceedingly with a great joy because there is a joy that is found in Christ that cannot be found in anything else this world has to offer us. There are several reasons that the coming of a Savior is meant to give us great joy. Let me just share a few of those with you this morning. The first reason is because Jesus is a Savior in whom we have forgiveness of sins. Our greatest need in life, bar none, is to be forgiven of our sins. If we are not forgiven of our sin, if we are not forgiven of our sins, then all that we have to look forward to is a terrifying expectation and judgment of a holy and a righteous God. And so everything about this Savior who has been born for us begins with the good news that our sins in this Savior are taken away, are completely removed, fully pardoned, or fully forgiven. Because if all we ever know are the fleeting joys of this world, and there still awaits us an terrifying expectation of judgment for all eternity, then whatever joys we have in this life are going to be gone. They're going to be eliminated. The joy that the birth of this Savior brings is the joy of knowing that when I believe in Christ, when I trust in Him, when I put my faith in Him and I receive Him as my Lord and Savior, and my sin is taken away, then I don't face an eternity of being under God's judgments. Instead, I face an eternity of being in the infinite presence of God, enjoying His pleasures forever and ever. That's why Christmas is a celebration of great joy, because it is only in Christ that I have this promise of forgiveness. He is the only Savior who truly forgives us of our sin. Now, there might be others who would claim that you can have forgiveness of your sin through another Savior or through someone else or another means. But the truth is, and the reality is, that there is only one Savior in whom our sin is completely forgiven. And His name is Jesus Christ. And it's His birth that we celebrate, a Savior who gives us this forgiveness of sin. And this is made clear for us all throughout Scripture. I've referenced a few places there on your outline, places such as Acts 10:43, that says, of Him, of Christ, all the prophets bear witness that through His name, everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:7 says that in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the riches of his grace. And then in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, it says, "For God rescued us from the domain of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, so that in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." All of these verses are affirmations of why the birth of Christ is a celebration of great joy. Because in Christ we have a Savior in whom we have the forgiveness of our sins, where we are removed out from under God's judgments, and we are made whole or full or complete, where our sin leaves us lacking. Through Christ, we are brought to a place where we are forgiven. And if that were all, that would be reason enough to celebrate. If all we had to celebrate in this Savior was the fact that I'm forgiven of my sins that puts me at odds with God, my sins that separates me from being in fellowship with God, if that were all I had to celebrate this Christmas, that would be enough. A Savior who offers me forgiveness. But in Christ, we have a Savior who is so much more. Because not only does Christ bring us forgiveness of our sins, but another reason the celebration of Christ as Savior is reason for great joy is because Jesus is a Savior in whom we are made righteous. So not only am I forgiven of my sin, but I am also in Christ made righteous. Christ is a Savior in whom we are given a righteousness that allows us to be in right standing with God. It's what the Bible calls justification. The great joy of this Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is the joy that has come to us knowing that we are not only forgiven and left with no standing before God, but that we are forgiven and we are left with a right standing before God. Because not only are the bad things, the sinful things in our life removed and taken away, but now in its place, we are given righteousness, holiness, blamelessness, where we now stand right before God. That is a reason to celebrate. That's a reason for the celebration of good news that is great joy. So 2 Corinthians 5:21 is one of the places that tells us of the righteousness that is given to us through this Savior who is Christ the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He made him, God the Father made him, Jesus the Son, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God." Ephesians 1:4 is another verse that speaks of the righteousness we are granted in Christ when it says, "God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we would be holy and blameless before him." The great joy we have in the coming of this Savior is the joy that we are both forgiven of our sin and the joy that we are made righteous with God. That we are made righteous, we are made holy and blameless. The standing that we, all who are in Christ, will ever have before God is that our sin is completely removed, and in its place, there is righteousness. There is holiness, blamelessness that we will forever have before God. So are you beginning to see why Christmas is not just a celebration of joy, but it's a celebration of great joy? Because joy can't really adequately describe all that the Savior has given to us. That joy is replaced with great joy or exceeding joy or abundant joy. And if all that we had in this Savior who has been born, who is Christ the Lord, was forgiveness and righteousness, again, that would be enough. That would be enough for great joy. That would be enough to bring a celebration of exceeding abundant joy.
But that's not all that we have in Christ. Another reason why the celebration of Christ as our Savior brings great joy is because Jesus is a Savior who brings us into fellowship with God. 1 Peter 3:18 says this, "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that we might be brought to God," or so that he might bring us to God. This is what salvation is really for. This is the real message of the gospel, that we who are at odds with God and unable to truly know God, who are unable to truly fellowship with God, be in an intimate relationship with God because our sin has separated us from God, in Christ, whom we have forgiveness and in whom righteousness has been granted to us. Now, on top of all of that, we are able to fellowship with the God of the universe. We are able to know personally, know intimately. We are able to interact on a very personal basis with the greatest being in all of the universe. That is why John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." This is what we have truly been saved for. If merely being forgiven of our sin and made righteous didn't bring us into a right fellowship with God or into an intimate fellowship with God, then it would not be good news of great joy. But when you take forgiveness and you take righteousness, that brings us into fellowship with God, it is good news of great joy. It is for fellowship with God that we were created. If there is no fellowship with God, no intimate personal relationship with God, then there really is no salvation. And the reason Christmas is a celebration of great joy is because Christmas is a celebration of a Savior who makes knowing God and fellowshipping with God and personally being in a relationship with God possible. This is why Christmas is a celebration of great joy. And if we don't get that, then that means we are missing the whole purpose for Christmas. That means that we're right out there with the rest of the world who doesn't know Christ and who can celebrate with a Christmas tree and Christmas lights and the giving and exchanging of gifts and who can go to parties and who can eat a lot of great food and who can spend time with family. But if we don't understand that our real celebration for Christmas, so underneath all of the lights, underneath all of the gifts, underneath all of the parties and all the gatherings and all of the fun stuff we do, if there is not a joy that is bubbling over, that we have a Savior who we are celebrating this Christmas, who is Christ the Lord, who makes forgiveness possible, who makes righteousness possible, and who brings us into fellowship with God possible, then we're missing it. We're missing why we are celebrating and why we can say Christmas is not just a celebration of good news that brings joy. Christmas is a celebration of good news that brings great joy or exceeding joy. And so another reason why Christ is a celebration of great joy is because Jesus is a Savior in whom we have fullness of joy. It is being forgiven of our sin and made righteous and being brought into fellowship with God that allows us to even experience the kind of joy, the kind of great joy that the angels are heralding, or that it says the Magi, the wise men, were experiencing. God is the source of abundant joy. We will not have real joy, fullness of joy, great joy, apart from God. And so that is why our forgiveness and our righteousness and bringing us into fellowship with God is such a celebration of great joys, because it is only in this fellowship with God that we can even experience the fullness of joy. So all the other joys, all the other delights, or all the other pleasures that this world has to give us cannot give us the kind of joy that God can give us, that being in relationship with God can. So here's the truth, here's the reality. And I don't mean to burst your bubble this morning for some of you, but here's the reality. Far too many of us, we're looking for joy, we're looking for fulfillment, we're looking for happiness, we're looking for our pleasures to be filled in something less than Christ. We're looking for those pleasures to be filled in a relationship with a spouse or maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend. We're looking for our joys and our pleasures to be found in a job or in a career. We're looking for our pleasures and our joys to be found in a hobby. We're looking for our joys and our pleasures to be found in material things, something that we can go and buy, something that we can go and play with, something that we can go and use out in the world somewhere. And we're looking for joys and pleasures in all of these places when all of those relationships, relationships with spouse, some of us are looking for those joys in our relationship with our children. None of those things are going to be able to give us fullness of joy. And the reason why Christmas is a celebration of great joy is because in the coming of Christ, we now get to, through our relationship with the God of the universe, in whom we have forgiveness, in whom we have righteousness, in whom we are brought into fellowship with, we now get to experience what we were created to experience. And that is fullness of joy in the presence of the God of the universe. Here's what John 15:11 says. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full." So do you see the connection there? He says, when my joy is in you, in other words, Jesus, who is God, who is the source of infinite and abundant joy, when that joy is in us and we are relating to him in a way that allows his joy to be in us, then will our joy be made full. It will not be made full. It will not be an exceeding joy. It will not be an abundant joy. It will not be an overflowing joy if it is not ultimately found or residing in our relationship with Christ. It's only through Christ that we are brought into the presence of God, and it's only in the presence of God that we have fullness of joy. Here's what Psalm chapter 43, verse 4 says. It says, "I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy." And so the psalmist here is saying that when he wants to find joy, he doesn't go to the things of the world. He doesn't go to any other relationship. He doesn't go to a relationship with a wife. He doesn't go to a relationship with a child or a parent. He doesn't go to a relationship with anyone else or anything else. He goes to where? He goes to God, because God is his exceeding joy. God is his full joy, his abundant joy, his overflowing joy. And that is why the birth of a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is a celebration of great joy. One more reason that the celebration of Jesus as our Savior is cause for great joy is because Jesus is a Savior in whom we have eternal life. So in Christ, the joy that we have is not temporary. In Christ, the joy that we have is eternal. And that is why in Christ we have eternal life, because it is in eternal life that we will experience eternal joy or everlasting joy. It is a joy that will not fade or that will not disappear. Whatever discouragements we face in this life, they are temporary discouragements. The joy that we have in Christ is forever. It's eternal, because Christ has granted us eternal life. 1 John 5:11 says this. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
So where is eternal life? Where is this everlasting joy that will not fade, that will not dissipate, that will not run out, that will be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever infinity? Is because of Jesus Christ, the birth of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You go to John chapter 3, verse 36, and it says, the one who believes in the Son has eternal life. You go to John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly. The life that we have in Christ is an abundant, eternal life that will never be taken away from us. So it is for all of these reasons. Jesus is a Savior who brings us forgiveness, who makes us righteous, who brings us into fellowship with God and grants us fullness of joy, a joy that is everlasting without end, that Christmas is a celebration of great joy. And Christmas is a time for this great joy to not only be celebrated, but to be expressed or to be seen by the rest of the world in our celebration of Jesus. And so let me take the last few minutes we have together this morning by showing you or giving you how our great joy can be expressed during the Christmas season. Because I think when you go back and you look at the first Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ, you see how they are celebrating this joy that is being given to them, or this great joy that has now come upon them through the birth of Christ. So how our great joy can be expressed this Christmas? One of the ways is that our great joy can be expressed in great praise and worship of God. So Christmas should be a time, regardless of what our circumstances surrounding us are, where we are expressing our great joy through great praise and through great worship of God. That is certainly what we see happening in this first Christmas. We see great praise and we see great worship taking place. We see it first in Mary. So Mary has just been told that she is going to be the mother of the Savior of the world. And you go to Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47, and here's what we see Mary doing, or here's how we hear Mary praising God when she says this, "My soul exalts in the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." So she is exalting in the Lord. She is rejoicing in God her Savior. You go to Luke chapter 2, verse 13, and it says, "Suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host," or a multitude of the heavenly army of angels, doing what? Praising God. The birth of Christ caused the angels to break out in praise and worship. You go to Luke chapter 2, verse 20. After the shepherds go to see this child whom the angels have just told them about, Luke chapter 2, verse 20 says, "They went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them." And then in Matthew 2, 11, it says concerning the Magi, "After coming to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and what do? They fall to the ground and they worship him." Our joy is meant this Christmas season to bubble over in expressions of worship and praise and adoration to God. So let this Christmas season, regardless of your discouragements, be found to result in great praise and great worship of God, because he and his joy runs deeper than our discouragements. Another way our great joy is expressed during the Christmas season is by all who are in Christ. So our great joy can be expressed by every single one of us, by all of us who are in Christ. So Christmas is not just a celebration for believers who everything is going just the way that they want it to go. Christmas is not just a celebration of believers when I have the job that I want and I don't have any financial strains or pressures, when everyone in my family is healthy or when I'm healthy. Christmas is not just a time for Christians who are able to be with all of their family to celebrate. Christmas is a time for Christians everywhere, everyone who is in Christ, to celebrate the birth of our Savior. So I put on your outline, great joy is not just expressed by any one people group, but by all who believe in Christ or all who belong to Christ. So it's not just a group of people who are to be celebrating, who everything is right with or going well with. Christmas is a time for all who are in Christ to celebrate. That's why Luke chapter 2 verse 10 says, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all of the people. In other words, all who are in Christ, all of the people who belong to Christ are to be celebrating. And this is certainly what we see in Revelation. In Revelation, we're given a picture in heaven, and it's a picture of everyone who is in Christ celebrating. Everyone who is in Christ worshiping. Everyone in Christ is worshiping this Savior who has come. Revelation 5:9 says, they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to break its seals. For you were slaughtered, and you purchased people for God with your blood from every tribe, every language, every people, and every nation. So Christmas is a time where our great joy is to be expressed by every single one of us who are in Christ. It's not just a time for me to celebrate. It's not just a time for you to celebrate. It's a time for every single believer in Christ to celebrate, again, regardless of our circumstances or our discouragements. Which leads me to finally this. The Christmas season is a time for us to celebrate our great joy and expressing that joy even in our discouragements. Even in our discouragement, our great joy can be expressed even through our discouragements. And again, what a witness that is for a world who there is a lot of discouraging things going on in the world today. There's a lot of things that people are being discouraged by. And this is a time for us to say, you know what? My joy over the celebration of a Savior, my great joy over the celebration of a Savior is bigger than my discouragements. Christmas doesn't mean that we don't have discouragements. It doesn't mean that we don't have struggles. It doesn't mean that we don't have real hurts. But what Christmas does mean is that it is a time to lay those discouragements aside and to say the joy of this celebration is a joy that is bigger than whatever discouragements this world gives me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, Paul says that he was sorrowful, yet he was always rejoicing. And you read that and you say, wait a minute, that's kind of an oxymoron, right? How can I be sorrowful and yet at the same time rejoice? So it's not meaning that we don't have sorrows. In this world, we will have sorrows. In this world, we do have sorrows. But it means that Paul understood that whatever sorrows he experienced in life didn't hold sway over him. It means that the sorrows that he experienced in life would always give way to the joy that he had in Jesus Christ. His joy was in Christ. It was not in a circumstance. I put on your outline, the joy that we have in Christ runs deeper than any discouragement, any sorrow, or any hurt. That is why Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And it's again why Psalm 43:4 says, I go to the altar of God, to God who is my exceeding joy. It's because God is a joy that gives us much more than whatever this world wants to try and take away from us. Two important questions this Christmas season that I'll end with this morning that I want you to ponder. Number one is this, is your Christmas season lacking in joy? Do you find this Christmas season that there
is a small supply of joy in your life? Are you allowing the circumstances, the discouragements of this Christmas season to steal your joy? And if so, then I would say your joy is misplaced, or your joy is way too shallow. Your joy is in things that can't give you true joy or fullness of joy or great joy or exceeding joy. And so number two would be this: if so, could it be because your joy this Christmas season is misplaced? Are you focused on all of the wrong things this Christmas? Christmas is a celebration of good news, of great joy, that a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord. And when Christ is truly the reason, the source of your joy and of your celebration, then nothing can steal that joy away from you. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you that Christmas is a time for us to rediscover joy in our life. The joy of who you are, the joy of what it means to celebrate the birth of our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And all that you as our Savior means and how it brings great joy to our life. God, may we be reminded of that this Christmas season. And so whatever discouragements we might be facing this Christmas season, I pray that, God, the joy that we have in you would drown out those discouragements, would supersede, would overcome those discouragements. And we will give you all the praise and glory for the joy that you fill our lives with this Christmas season, and we will do it in Jesus' name. Amen.